Anila, I love the Sherwood Gallery, and I've just come to see the new exhibitions, but I was absolutely stunned by the cube. Can you describe it?
Thank you so much for coming out, Simone. And I appreciate what you just said. It's a very large cube that is a sculpture in the middle of the room. It's painted with a lapis lazuli blue color. And it's painted both on the inside and the outside. And I painted the gallery walls a bright orange to complement. And then the cube has a light inside that casts shadows outwards and forms the shadows and paints the walls and the ceiling and the floor. So it feels almost like a very spiritual space for people to visit.
And what inspired it?
So it's titled All the Flowers Are For Me, and I wanted it to represent women or people who identify as female, as well as the LGBTQ populations, trans populations, because I feel like often our stories are not told. And where I grew up, which is in Pakistan, till my mid-20s, I was often not given access to public space without harassment. And so I wanted to create spaces that would allow people to feel like they could come in, reflect, think about their life, and the title sort of is for anybody and everybody. It's, if you are in there, all the flowers are for you.
It's certainly, that's exactly what it appears to me, actually. Mm-hmm. And your other sculptures, the other steel sculptures, they're beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So they're like an abstraction of an abstraction of an abstraction. But also the driving force behind that, those two works called Stolen Moments 1 and 2, was that I feel that with climate change, we are going to be seeing less and less of nature in the natural world, since we continue to use up the resources and the population keeps growing. I felt like, eventually we may be seeing such elements of nature inside white cube museums. But also another part of that project or that work is that I was very inspired by Dürer's A Great Piece of Turf drawing. It made me think that he painted something that was really commonplace and put it in this beautiful setting and made it really important. It was just grass.
It's interesting because both of the works, well, all of the works, that they have this sort of spiritual feel about them.
Well, I'm not religious per se, but I appreciate culture that has emanated out of religious dogma. I think where there are humans, there'll always be culture and also religions, various types. I think it's really difficult to see the world without having some kind of faith that there's hope for our survival and the Earth's survival, and religious dogma plays that role, but it also plays other roles which can be detrimental to us. It allows people to think that they are more important than some other people. It also represses some parts of their populations based on religious dogma. And so I feel that there are ways that you can rise above it, which is why the cube floats.
Thank you very much.